KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
More than 400 people were arrested in KZN last month for rape and domestic violence cases.
The Family Violence, Child Protection and Sexual Offences Unit detectives have tracked, traced and arrested 235 suspects in connection with cases of rape. The fight against gender-based violence has also resulted in the arrest of 227 suspects for the transgression of the Domestic Violence Act.
The police's Robert Nesunda says 39 other suspects were arrested for sexual assault. He singled out alcohol as a major contributing factor in cases of assault and other contact crimes.
3,977 suspects were arrested for contact crimes, with 194 and 199 suspects arrested for murder and attempted murder cases, respectively. 69 suspects were arrested for house robbery. 40 suspects were brought to book in relation to cases of business robbery.
A teacher has been killed in a botched cash-in-transit robbery in Richards Bay. Police say the woman allegedly unintentionally knocked down one of the robbers while passing by the scene earlier today. The other suspects immediately opened fire on her car. Police say they hijacked another vehicle and fled. An NGO is opposing government's move to criminalise the illegal occupation of state-owned land. The Human Settlements Department announced it's reviewing legislation to address the rise in the illegal occupation of public land and houses in South Africa. But the Cape Town-based Ndifuna Ugwazi is arguing that existing laws already address the issue. Speaking to the SABC, the organization's Buhle Boy said there was no need for new legislation.
The proposed amendment would essentially reverse the PIE Act into its predecessor, the Prevention of Illegal Squatting Act. The PIE Act proposes that it be criminal for a person who is found to be occupying or intending to occupy. They must be criminally charged. We feel that this would be the reversal of the gains of this democratic dispensation.
Childline KZN says it's struggling to stay afloat this festive season. Director Adeshni Naika says resources are dwindling. She says without urgent support, they may not be able to continue their life-saving work.
This would cover the shortfall in salaries, utilities, security, and other essential costs. Our social workers work tirelessly helping children deal with traumatic experiences, often with very limited resources. It would be inhumane to delay or not pay their salaries. We also need to make sure our utilities and security are covered during this period, all while maintaining the highest possible level of service for the children who depend on us.
Naika says the past year has been tough for them, with budget cuts by the Department of Social Development and a drop in grant funding. She says while some fundraising and donors have helped keep their doors open, they are now facing the possibility of cutting down on some of their services for December and possibly the next few months. And South Korea's president has declared emergency martial law. Yoon Suk-yeol says the step is necessary to protect the country from what he's calling communist forces. The surprise move comes as Yoon's People's Power Party and the main opposition Democratic Party continue to bicker over next year's budget bill. Opposition MPs last week approved a significantly downsized budget plan through a parliamentary committee. Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 28.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Mikel Arteta says Arsenal haven't had too much luck lately after drawing Man United in the FA Cup third round. Quinn Mapaka potentially in line for a Proteas test debut this week. And the Nedbank Golf Challenge gets underway at the Gary Player Country Club on Thursday.